sports. Sports scores. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Joe Canale.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Sports Dump. This is all the sports you need in about 10 minutes or hopefully less. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Thank you for tuning in. Now, if you're listening right now, it's almost 100% likely that you're saying, what the hell is this? Because right now, if you got it, you're probably a subscriber to the Sports Widow podcast, which is a weekly podcast that I normally do with my wife, Molly Erdman. And that's more of a kind of a talk show, if you will. This is more hardcore sports, scores, stories, everything you need for your day. If somebody comes up to you and says, hey, did you hear about blank? After this, you will have heard about it. I promise you that. Everything that's important in the world of sports in a condensed format that you can listen to in one sitting, if you will. So let's get right to it. And we'll start with the scores. And since there aren't a lot of sports happening right now, we're going to give you all the scores in baseball from yesterday, Memorial Day. And let's take a second and think about everybody who sacrificed to make this country great. Thank you very much. And on Memorial Day, they play baseball, and they played it yesterday. And so here are the scores. The Orioles beat the Yankees 3-2. The Red Sox lost to the White Sox in the Battle of the Sox. The score was 5-4 in that game. The Astros beat the Twins 16-8, and apparently they scored a bunch of runs in the last two innings, so that's important information. That's how they came back. The Dodgers beat the Cardinals 5-1. That's good. Everybody hates the Cardinals. The Mariners beat the Rockies 6-5. The Nationals beat the Giants 3-0, and we'll get back to that game in a second. The Pirates beat the Diamondbacks 4-3. The Indians beat the A's 5-3. The Mets beat the Brewers 4-2. The Cubs lost to the Padres, and the Cubs are just awful right now. If they're losing to the Padres, they must be really bad. And that game was a 5-2. The Tigers beat the Royals 10-7. Blue Jays beat the Reds 17-2. Crap. Holy crap. That was what a beating that was. The Marlins beat the Phillies 4-1. The Rays beat the Rangers 10-8. And the Braves beat the Angels 6-3. Speaking of the Angels, the league's best player, Mike Trout, hurt his thumb or some shit on a slide and is out for about 8 weeks with a torn ligament in his thumb. So that's bad news if you're an Angels fan. You can pretty much count them out for the rest of the season. Now, back to the Nationals game that I spoke about. The Nationals game featured one of the most exciting things in baseball. No, not a triple, not a grand slam, not a perfect game, but a bench clearing brawl. Not a bench clearing, but clearing brawl. I happened to be watching the game when it happened, so I can give you an eyewitness account, at least from the television. It was a pretty good brawl. Bryce Harper, the Nationals star, was hit by a pitch pretty obviously and pretty directly by Hunter Strickland, one of the many hunters on the San Francisco Giants. Apparently there's a history between the two of them, as Bryce Harper hit two incredibly hard-hit home runs off of Strickland a few years ago in the playoffs. And even though the Giants went on to win the World Series, Strickland, I guess, was holding a grudge. And so he pretty much nailed Harper right in the ass with a pitch, the first pitch he faced him in the ninth inning. And then Harper, remembering the history, apparently, went right after him at the mound and tried to throw his helmet at him. Now, Bryce Harper missed by a good 35 feet, which is difficult when you're only 4 or 5 feet away from someone when you throw something. But the helmet slipped out of his hand, flew basically towards first base, and the fight ensued. Now, both these guys missed one another with a number of punches, but Strickland connected with kind of an open face smush to Harper, and Harper countered after a couple of misses with a right hook that kind of missed, but then he kind of got the side of his fist into Strickland's face for kind of a face-saving, if you will, punch. The biggest highlight and probably biggest injury of the entire fight was when Jeff Samardzija and Michael Morse, two members of the Giants, collided on their way out to fight. They were running so hard to join the fray, they did not see one another, and they smashed heads into each other in what looked like a pretty serious collision. Now, both those guys have really long, greasy black hair, so it was hard to tell who was who in the collision. But if you go back and look at the highlights, I'm guessing one of those two guys was concussed, and they were probably the biggest injuries in that game. Okay, that was a lot of baseball. There's usually not that much baseball, but there, like I said, not a lot going on. So that's all the baseball you needed today. Trout out, Harper in a fight, and the rest of the scores. Now let's move on. Other big news from yesterday was the NHL, if ever the NHL could be considered big news. The finals began as the Pittsburgh Penguins and Sidney Crosby faced the Nashville Predators. And if you're listening and you know what the Nashville Predators are, congratulations. You're in the minority of this country, I bet. Now, both teams wear black and yellow and white, so it could have been very confusing, but they alternate. One team wore the black, the other wore the white, so it was easier to follow. I also watched this game. The Penguins jumped out to a 3-0 lead, and it looked like it was over. And then the Predators came back and tied at 3-3, and it looked like it was tied. And then, with about a couple minutes left, the Penguins scored to take the lead 4-3, and then when the Predators pulled their goalie at the end, the Penguins added another goal to make it 5-3. My prediction? This will be a sweep, and no one will watch. In the NBA, the big news is there's still no news. The continued vacation both finals teams are on goes another day, and they'll be starting 1 week after they last played a game tomorrow in game one of the finals with the Golden State Warriors against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The first time ever that two NBA teams have faced each other three consecutive times in the finals. It should be an interesting finals. We'll have more news on that in the coming days. In the NFL, another Cowboys player was arrested for DUI or DWI. That's really not news anymore. That's kind of what the Cowboys do. So moving on. In tennis, the French Open is happening, but it's just started, so most of the names are unpronounceable and unimportant, and we'll get back to that when it gets a little bit closer to the interesting parts of the French Open. But it is one of the majors, and so we'll be following it almost as closely, if not more so, than you are. And now for our final bit of news for the day, our final flush, if you will. Tiger Woods, world-famous golfer and pancake aficionado, was arrested for driving under the influence in Florida this past weekend. I'm not sure if it was Sunday or Monday. It was probably Sunday late night. And he was found sleeping at the wheel of his car. And so, of course, people immediately jumped to conclusions, thought he was drunk on the road. But he blew a 0.0 on the blood alcohol content. And he says that it was a mix-up in his prescription, an unintended effect of some prescription medicine. So that kind of clears him of the drunk driving. But a better question is, why is he taking prescription medicine that makes him fall asleep at the wheel at 3 in the morning? And that's where the mystery lies. I don't have any answers for you, but if you have any answers for me, please let me know. Also, the Tiger Woods situation, of course, opened up a lot of opportunities for a lot of jokes about bad driving because he's not doing well in golf or driving lately. And I'm not going to bug you with any of those, but if you want to find some good ones, go on Twitter and you'll get all that kind of stuff. Now, again, this was our first episode, and we're going to try to keep these under 10 minutes when we can, unless it's just a huge sports day. But we're going to have a Facebook page and all those things. I think there's already a Facebook page, and we'll link all that and give you more information. Now, if you were wondering about the Sports Widow podcast, that'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, not our normal Monday, but we'll be talking about June and how things are going to be going on for that next month on the Sports Widow podcast tomorrow. But as for me, Joe Canale, the host of the Sports Dump, I thank you for listening, and I'll be open to any suggestions you have on what could make the show better, any scores I may have missed, or any stories like that. 10 minutes goes pretty quickly, actually, so that was pretty easy to do. Thanks for listening, and these will also be happening earlier in the day so that this sports news won't be as old as it seems right now. Thanks for listening. And please tune into the Sports Widow and everything else. Have a good day. Bye. In the future, I'll add some tail music to this at the end, so you'll know that it's over. But for today, it's just me saying it's over.